along with you guys' video as well, too. So,
yeah. So as we close, I'd love to ask Mr. Butler, if you had something to say to the folks that are on dialysis or headed towards dialysis, like, do you have a nugget or some nuggets that you can just leave people with?
Well, you know, it's
educate yourself.
Yeah, just educate yourself on dialysis, especially foods. Watch the foods that you eat, and of course, you know, what you consume in the fluids. And hopefully that the techs and the nurses that where you receive us care are as good as the techs that I had at DaVita in North Ohio,
and
especially Maurice Corret. You know,
Maurice Corret, Carlisle.
Carlisle, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
I'd love to be Maurice Corret. Yeah.
they know who you mean.
that dude can still run. He's probably 40 years old now.
Yeah, he probably is.
I
have a picture with him, which is pretty funny. I have to put it up for this video. I got a picture with him, so I'm going to put it up.
Maurice, I'm sorry.
Don't even think
they mean no disrespect.
I already know what you meant. I already know what you meant. Well, it's so good reaching out to you, and we'll have to have lunch and everything since
the I know I've been wanting to this disease has been going around. Hopefully it'll lighten up some more.
Yeah, yeah, we can get rid of these viruses and stuff.
But
go ahead.
Oh yeah, that was another thing with the transplant. COVID made it twice as hard for me, and everyone else too had a transplant during that time.
Oh, with COVID.
With COVID, you know.
Stop it.
Because you know you're not allowed to see anyone even after they release you from the hospital.
Yeah.
Got it.
No friends. Nothing.
Yeah.
Because his sister dealt with it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sure your sister dealt with the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID. I mean, she was in and out of the hospital during COVID just with complications from her, you know, she had to go back on hemo at a point because her port got infected.
Oh,
So they had to I think they totally took it out, and then she had to go on hemo for a bit until the new one, healed. And then it wasn't much after that. Maybe 6 months, I don't know the timeline, but that she got her transplant. So, but you know, it doesn't matter that you're almost there. It's like, you have to take care of what's happening.
Right.
So
what do you guys, what do you think? I mean, leading cause, of, kidney failure is, I mean, ethnicity, hypertension.
Dialysis is kidney failure usually is blood pressure or diabetes or both.
Yeah.
And they just, from what I've seen in my career, they just keep changing positions. So, you know, 4 years from now, it could be diabetes. 4 years after that, it could be high blood pressure. But they are one and two consistently.
Right.
Since I've been a technician.
So
those are the two leading causes. And, you know, those are issues that don't show up until they do. I mean, you know, most people don't know they have high blood pressure until they get sick. Most people don't know they have diabetes until they get sick.
Yeah.
All the stuff leading up to that, it's like the silent killer. It's that silent issue that nobody really knows about.
Well, and it's mostly diet, right? I mean,
it's diet related. And I'll just speak to my sweetheart here. She was diagnosed with diabetes by just going in for a checkup. And she goes every year for a checkup. This particular year, she goes in, they say, you got diabetes. They put her on a bunch of medication, her family doctor did. I think pretty much the maximum dose of what she should be taking. I didn't know why he did that, but she eventually decided that she didn't want to take all those meds, and she went to a keto diet. And her doctor, she asked her doctor to see an endocrinologist, which is a specialist for diabetes. Her doctor questioned it. And so she kind of got in his face and said, hey, That's the specialist. You didn't go to school to be a specialist. You didn't take those extra 6 years to just treat diabetes patients. I gave her a little bit more pushback, and she said, you know, I need that referral. He referred her to a endocrinologist, and lo and behold, she was taken off every one of those medications.
Wow.
And now she is no longer diabetic.
Just follows a, because she follows a low glycemic index.
That's right. So we're basically eating sugary foods and then trying to cover them with medication.
Right.
And so I'm going to get her on here at some point, Ira, and we're going to interview her and talk to her about that. Because I think it can be very helpful to other diabetic patients who are on dialysis. Mm-hmm. But she actually does not have a designation anymore of diabetes. Her chart doesn't say that she's diabetic anymore. That is huge because it was all diet and exercise. Wow. That's all she did. She bought a Peloton and she went on a keto diet.
Yep. And that was they all make a definitive diagnosis with just lab work too.
Yes.
And they never ever take a look at the patient. Yes, and you know, even in dialysis, doctors in and out once a week. That's it.
They only need to see you once a month.
Right.
Seeing you can be look at your chart.
They don't
have to physically be laying eyes on you.
Right. Absolutely. Because I've had to holler at the kidney doctor at DaVita before. Mm-hmm. Like you say, wasn't once a week, is once a month you might see him go through.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
And then you had to, get his attention, to come over to you.
Yes.
Or he was just going to walk by and wave.
Yeah. I remember telling you, I said, he's here. I said, so now when he comes over here,
throw a piece of paper at him.
I'm telling Mr. Butler, I said, hey, he's here. Now you get him over here. You tell him you don't need to run 3 days a week. And boy, And I remember when he left you, he went over to the nurse's station and one of the girls said, hey, Maurice is telling them that stuff.
Oh, my God.
I'll never forget it. And it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. And he's looking at me like, I never spoke to him after that.
I don't believe
that interaction with you. He never spoke to me anymore. We spoke, I think we said hi and bye or whatever, but we never had any kind of a conversation. I remember him asking me one time too. He said, I was taking care of a patient and, I told him exactly what I was doing. And later that patient went in the hospital and the family members, went to see their mom and they said that she had too much fluid in her, like she had fluid in her lungs. And so, they asked the doctor, they said, well, is Mo trying to kill our mom? I don't know what his specific answer was, but I don't think it was good because later he came to me in the center and he pulled me to the side. He said, you can't tell patients what you're doing. And I said, excuse me, sir, what did you say? He said, you can't be telling patients what you're doing. You told that lady you gave her 200 cc's of fluid and then she ended up going in the hospital that weekend. I said, sir, her blood pressure was 84 when I gave her that 200 cc's of fluid. I said, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. And he said, well, don't tell them what you're doing. And I said, sir, I can't do that. So we agreed to disagree. But those are some of the things that, you run into when you're a technician. If you're not a strong technician, you're going to get ran right over. It's like being bullied at high school. Yeah. You know what I mean? That kid's going to keep beating you up until you put up your fist.
Yeah.
And if you don't say something, you're going to keep getting bullied.
So. Well, I just realized something. If it wasn't for you, I would not got a transplant as soon as I had it because I feel that DeVito wanted me the hell out of there because of the education that you gave me.
Yes, they ran me off and you. It's good that they gave you a kidney before they ran you off. But they ran us off just to say, get him out of here, man. He's telling people too much.
Right.
They had to weigh their options on that.
Just get him a kidney, man. Get him out of our way. Well, good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Well, it's so good talking with you. We won't take any more of you guys' time, but thank you so much for your time.
Well, I can't wait to see you and actually shake your hand. And
well, give absolutely. You a... And we'll do that soon.
Yes.
We'll do absolutely. That soon.
Hey, Betty Davis told me to tell you hi.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, I take care of her now.
Good. Well, good. But, man. Tell her I said hello.
Yeah, Ira, it was. I mean, my pleasure to even be able to speak with you.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for everything you do.
So much. Yes. Thank you.
Just keep, you know, we'll all collectively, like, now we're like just building the team of people that are just being advocates and just inspiring people to be advocates for themselves. And so, you know, just keep spreading the word and Mr. Butler, just keep being strong and being that guy that won't take crap from anybody.
That's right.
You know, one person at a time, we're going to make change. So, you know, it's happening. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for the patience in the process of getting on here. And we hope to have this conversation again, because, you know, the issues aren't going away soon. And you're part of the team, and people will start to know who you are. You'll become a WVD celebrity.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thanks both of you so much. Appreciate it. Yes. Mo, it's been so great seeing you again.
Yes, great seeing you.
And great talking to you.
Yep. I'll see you soon.
I hope so. I still have a lot more I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Right, we'll do it.
We'll get to it. Okay. Will you guys
take care? Thank you.
All right, folks. So this is going to be the end of this episode of What's the Deal with Dialysis with Mr. Jeffrey Butler and his son, Jerry, and Maurice Carlisle and myself. We're just going to say goodbye. Have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself and take care of your loved ones. And peace, love, positivity to everyone.
Yes. Take care.